Victims of Pakistani rocket attacks on Afghanistan. These rockets had landed here in Dangam village of Kunar province just 20 minutes before we arrived there. Kunar lies on the border with Pakistan, but now it's under heavy barrage of rockets. These villagers blame the Pakistani forces for these attacks. Once the sun sets, they start firing on us, they said.
We become under the rain of rocket attacks, especially at night time. People here are killed every night, but neither the government nor Americans have taken any measures yet to stop this.
It is not something new. This area has been hitting by rockets from outposts on these mountains since last year. But in recent days, they are being fired frequently, and life here has become worse.
In the past 40 days, over 3,000 rockets are said to have landed in this area alone. About 20 people have been killed, in a score of others have been injured. Hundreds of villagers here have left their homes and fled to other nearby provinces.
We could find just a few local people in Dangam. Others either lost their lives or escaped. Those who were still there also wanted to leave. Taza Khan is one of the victims of these attacks. His 15-year-old brother was killed when his shop was hit by a rocket. Khan also describes US assassination drone attacks as strategy as the main reason for their sufferings.
US drones attacks continue to cause civilian deaths on that side of the border, and in protest against these drone attacks, Pakistani forces are firing rockets on our villages. But it's local Afghans who are being killed and wounded, not American forces.
But Pakistani government denies this. It says Taliban are hiding here in Kunar. They cross the border and attack them. Afghan forces can rarely be seen here, but armed militants were there in large numbers. Even children were on the front line. It has also become the main source of tension between Kabul and Islamabad. War of words is heating up between the two countries. They blame each other for cross-border attacks. But President Karzai is choosing his words very carefully. He knows that he must have Pakistan on board when it comes to bringing peace in his country. Therefore, it seems less likely that he goes to war with Pakistan. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kunar.